Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back, and we are actually joined by president of Sporting Kansas City, Jake Reed. Jake, how you doing?
Jillian, doing great. Thank you.
It's good to hear from you, buddy. It's been a little while. Thanks for joining us tonight.
No problem. My pleasure.
Hey, so preseason's in full swing. Have you made your trip down to Arizona? Are you back from there? What's going on?
I was there last week. I missed the polar vortex that you guys experienced when it was 7 feet.
Way to rub it in.
Given the weather today and this week, I don't think I've lucked out all that much. But I know I went down for a couple days. It was great to spend some time with the guys, and we're playing right now. Actually, we're up 2-1 if anyone's interested in the 75th minute. But yeah, we're 14 days from Champions League, so time is
that's right,
getting close.
Now, this is a
that's
big...
right. Just Graham Zusi put one away, didn't he?
He did, yeah, the free kick.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big year for the MLS. The league is growing. You just added FC Cincinnati. You got Austin FC coming up as well. How big do you see this league growing? How much more expansion do you see this league having, considering that it is definitely one of the largest soccer leagues in the world, and it's becoming something more than what it was just a few years ago?
Yeah, for sure, right? I mean, we'll be at 24 this year with Cincinnati coming in, and you mentioned a couple, which will get us to 27 in the not-too-distant future, and all those have already been approved. So 28, for sure, that's already been discussed publicly. I think, you know, after that, time will tell. Can I see it going to 30, maybe 32, perhaps? But I wouldn't be shocked if we get to a number around 30, just given the – it's hard to argue with it, the cities that have come in, an expansion, Atlanta obviously being the poster child right now, but certainly the success of expansion has been well documented.
When you talk about expansion and new teams coming in and doing it the right way, obviously Sporting Kansas City just continues to set the bar. Opening Pinnacle, obviously showing how serious Sporting Kansas City is about keeping soccer very just world-class in Kansas City. You guys have just had some renovations to Children's Mercy Park, and so there'll be some new fan experiences out there, I believe.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, including a brand new field, which the turf gets here tomorrow. So fantastic timing in February with this weather. But we put an undersold heating system in, so that happens. It's been going on for almost 4 weeks now, so this is kind of the tail end of it, and we'll be ready to go by Champions League. So that was certainly the big one, and then we've done just a ton of you know, general makeovers in some of the premium spaces, and you know, I think people, it's hard to imagine we're going into our eighth year in the stadium, and certainly after 8 years in a house, your house starts to get old, so we're giving it a little bit of a refresh. And then on the fan side, I think you'll see a bunch of new offerings on the food and beverage, and like we always do, we try to keep things fresh, but certainly has not been a boring offseason, that's for sure.
And besides,
no, certainly not.
And besides just the renovations that you're doing at Children's Mercy Park, obviously Kansas City is going to be a very, very big part of American soccer and the expansion of the game here in the U.S. You got Gold Cup games going on in June here in Kansas City. Then you also have we also are one of the cities that's going to be a host city for the 2026 World Cup. How big is soccer going to become in Kansas City with it having such big events like the Gold Cup, like the World Cup? Obviously, having a team like Sporting Kansas City that is as successful as they have been in the MLS, how much do you see the game growing here in Kansas City?
Yeah, I still think we've got a ways to go, which is, I think, great news, right? I think if you look even as not very long ago back in terms of 4 or 5 years, I think the game in our region is very different than it was. And certainly I think as more and more fans continue to watch, not only sporting, but I think soccer in general, but certainly MLS. I tell folks, if you knew any business where you had kind of this 8-year runway to this massive milestone that was going to be transformative for your business, anyone would take that, right? And I think we've got a little bit of that opportunity with the World Cup. And we find out in hopefully late 2020 if Kansas City is, in fact, secured the bid, but we do know it's coming to North America. And regardless if we get it or not, which we obviously are going to do everything possible to do that in Kansas City, I just think for the sport, it's hard to imagine the league was founded off the back of the last World Cup in 1994 in this country. So that was the birth of MLS in 96. That was part of the deal with the World Cup then. Fast forward to what will be 2026, and I think that'll just be a massive catalyst for the growth of the game, obviously, here in our region in the Midwest, and certainly on a national scale. So incredibly exciting time to be a soccer fan in this country.
We're joined now with Sporting Kansas City President Jake Reed. And Jake, thanks so much for your time as always. Gotta get your opinion on these new kits. They came back and it's you're back to Sporting Blue.
We are back to the OG. I'd be doing John Monca a disservice if I didn't echo his sentiment. This is the best kit ever, although John, who designs our kits along with our marketing group, says that every year. But I love it. I think you guys know us well enough at this point. We're not going to be afraid to try things new and shake it up. And I think the black kit last year was incredibly well received. But at the end of the day, Sporting Blue is our go-to, and we're excited to launch that back. And I think it looks great. I think seeing it on the guys for the first time the other night really kind of brings it together as well. Certainly, they wear it a lot better than I do, that's for sure.
All right, you're bringing up the guys here. I just have to ask, just how much confidence do you have in this squad this year after coming off of a tremendous season? How much confidence do you have moving into this MLS season, which is quickly approaching?
It is coming soon. I think we're in a great spot right now. I think we've got the vast majority of the core back in place. You look at Johnny and Graham both scoring tonight so far, and so hopefully that's a good sign of things to come. I think just our fitness right now is probably ahead of where we've ever been up to this point in the year. And then you throw some new guys in the mix. Certainly Namath back to full strength, although it's here for the latter part of the season, but guys like Rodney Wallace, guys like Kellen Rowe, some of these new faces that I think you'll see become staples, and certainly addition to Fontas, and Botan, the new guy as well. So I think they feel good. I think they fit well together. The chemistry on the team is fantastic. Just having spent some time with them last week, the guys are really in a good spot, and they're incredibly motivated for Champions League, which is right ahead of them, and then certainly MLS a short week later.
It is rapidly approaching, and we are here for it. So thank you so much for your time tonight, Jake Reed, President of Sporting Kansas City. We're behind you, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.